Mayor Bryce Ward says the ordinance banning public pot consumption is needed to make it clear that smoking, eating, or otherwise ingesting marijuana in public will be unacceptable when the law legalizing weed goes into effect.
So I think it's important that we take the lead on this and really make sure that we let people know that, you know, these are places that are not acceptable.
The ordinance is based on one drafted by the municipality of Anchorage. It would set a $100 fine for ingesting marijuana in pretty much any place outside a home, including streets, sidewalks, schools, places of business, parking areas, convention centers, sports arenas, and parks, to name a few. Councilman Tom McGee objected to the list, saying it went too far and violated private property rights.
I don't think as a council we should be taking any position to try to control a business or private ownership of an entity such as an apartment building or hotel or business.
Councilwoman Sharon Hunter says City Police Chief Steve Dutra and others have advised the council to specify as much as possible where pot use would be restricted.
This is just defining the places that are considered examples of public.
Ward says the ordinance protects consumption of marijuana at home.
If you're on your property, there's nothing that says that it's illegal.
The mayor says he doesn't think home users should be concerned about a nuisance provision in the ordinance.
You know, I think for the majority of folks that are going to be consuming this, they will not be a nuisance to their neighbors.
McGee raised other concerns, including whether the ordinance is consistent with the will of state voters who passed ballot measure 2 on November 4th.
I do want us to be careful that we don't regulate businesses or private users to encumber what the majority voted for.
The council voted to advance the ordinance with McGee dissenting and another banning use of flammable substances to extract so-called hash oil, a marijuana concentrate. Council members also okayed a resolution asking the state to clarify the new pot legalization law. The council will hold another public hearing and consider final approval of the two city ordinances during its February 17th meeting. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.